University of Utah profs cancel classes. Host healing circles over detransitioners' speech on campus. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 4, 2023. Some professors and instructors at the University of Utah have canceled class and hosted healing circles over a woman's upcoming speech on campus about how she detransitioned. Speaker Chloe Cole was placed on puberty blockers and testosterone at 13, had a double mastectomy at 15, and then detransitioned at 16. University staff canceled classes on Thursday while the LGBTQ Resource Center hosted a healing circle ahead of 19-year-old detransitioner Chloe Cole's speech hosted by the Young Americans Foundation, YAF, according to a report by the Postmillennial. In an email to students obtained by the outlet, a professor wrote, "This week, our campus is hosting a presentation by a prominent anti-trans activist. We are expecting significant protests this week around the event, starting as early as tomorrow due to transphobic events planned for Tuesday and Thursday of this week," the professor added. "I wanted to make sure no one feels pressure to come to campus this week due to one of our class meetings, especially if you do not feel safe." In a video posted to X/Twitter by Turning Point USA, a left-wing activist at University of Utah can be heard shouting, "Kill yourself," while others chant, "Say it loud, say it clear, trans people are welcome here." Watch below. Professors at the University of Utah canceled classes while the Women's Center held a healing circle because this woman gave a speech on campus. The X/Twitter account Vocal Distance wrote in a post, which was reposted by Cole. Another professor, who identifies as non-binary, reportedly held remote classes the day of Cole's speech, and even gave students the choice to opt out of class if they wanted to protest the event featuring the detransitioner. The venue for Cole's speech had about 60 security guards and police officers to monitor the protest hosted by Utah Students for a Democratic Society, according to a report by the Daily Utah Chronicle. During the event, Cole talked about how her experience going through transitioning back has been an incredibly painful one, adding that it has also been a valuable learning experience for me. "We must keep fighting to rid the country of this practice of manipulating, utilizing, mutilating and sterilizing children," Cole said. "We must address how to otherwise care for these kids who are struggling with pain and trauma." Last month, a screening of Daily Caller's documentary, Damaged: The Transing of America's Kids, which featured Cole, was reportedly canceled after security felt the need to shut it down while they removed protesters from the building. Cole, who was placed on puberty blockers and testosterone at 13, had a double mastectomy at 15, and then detransitioned at 16, is an outspoken advocate against sex changes for minors, and has testified before Congress. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.